In this bulletin, text messages cast out over when the Prime Minister's office first found out about the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins. The federal government and Facebook continue negotiations over the media code. And in sport, the NBA All-Star match to go ahead despite the opposition of high-profile players. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Text messages published in The Australian cast doubt about when the Prime Minister's office first knew about the alleged rape of former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins. Ms. Higgins alleges she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague inside Parliament House in 2019. Scott Morrison has claimed his office was not informed about the alleged rape until last week, and he was not informed until Monday. The Australian has obtained a text message exchange between Ms. Higgins and a fellow Liberal staffer within a fortnight of the alleged incident. In the text, the Liberal staffer said he'd spoken directly with a member of Mr. Morrison's staff and they were mortified about how things have been handled. Mr. Morrison says he's asked the head of his department to investigate staff and phone records.
And those matters are in the scope of what I've asked the Secretary of the Prime Minister and Cabinet Department to actually look in. It's within that scope. And we've had that conversation this morning, and I'd expect that to be considered in the scope of what he is already doing.
Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says the text messages show that the Prime Minister has serious questions to address.
It's not credible that the Prime Minister continues to say that his office only found out about this week. And the dissembling nature of his answers before the Parliament are not good enough.
Australia has received support from foreign leaders over the country's fight against Facebook in negotiating a news media bargaining code. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's raised the issue with leaders of India, the UK and Canada. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will have another phone conversation with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in a bid to resolve the issues.
If anything, Facebook's actions have hardened the government's resolve. Its resolve to bring into law this world-leading mandatory code. You know, your mad Aunt Ethel can write a 3,000-word diatribe about why the vaccine is part of a global conspiracy, and that can go up on Facebook, but you can't get access to the locations and the times in which the vaccine will be available on Facebook from a state health department. Now, that is more than bizarre. It's dangerous to public health.
Victoria has recorded 3 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 0 in hotel quarantine from more than 20,000 tests. Health Minister Martin Foley says all 3 cases are linked to the Holiday Inn outbreak, which now numbers 22, and they've been quarantining during their infectious period.
The 3 cases are from the same family, 2 parents and a child. 2 members of that family were previous residents of level 3 at the Holiday Inn at Tullamarine Airport and were primary contacts for that particular outbreak.
US vaccine developer Novavax has announced it will provide 1.1 billion doses of its COVID-19 vaccine to more than 190 low- and middle-income countries. The company says it will coordinate with Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, to provide the doses to the COVAX facility, which is led by the World Health Organization. Liberal backbencher Fraser Ellis has announced his resignation at 2 in the morning, plunging the South Australian government into minority. He's been charged with offences relating to travel allowances. An ICAC investigation has revealed he's charged with 23 counts of deception. Mr. Ellis maintains his innocence. He'll sit on the crossbench while he disputes the charges. In basketball, the NBA has announced it will hold the 2021 All-Star Game in Atlanta on the 7th of March, despite opposition from some of the league's top players. LeBron James and several other big names have expressed concerns about staging an exhibition match during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 28. Adelaide, cloud increasing, 36. Melbourne, sunny, 33. Hobart, hot and sunny, 32. Canberra, partly cloudy, 27. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, similar, 26. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29. Cairns, rain and 29, and Darwin, showers and a possible storm, a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.